WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Cleaning up after Hurricane Helene, the death toll stands at 91, with more than 2 million homes and businesses still without power. And flooding is devastating communities, especially in North Carolina. ABC's Kenton Jawicki breaks it down on our daily podcast, Start Here.
To put it into some perspective, it was the largest storm that we've seen in America since Irma in 2017. This was 420 miles wide of tropical storm force winds. 420 miles. Of that. And this storm had so much moisture with it.
And there's another tropical depression forming in the Atlantic right now. Hezbollah's deputy leader is vowing to continue fighting Israel and says the militant group is prepared for a long war following the assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. The first and only vice presidential debate to be held tomorrow night. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz both spending time today prepping for it. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. In Prairie du Chien Saturday, former President Donald Trump said he would liberate Wisconsin from a mass migrant invasion of murderers, rapists, hoodlums, drug dealers, thugs, and vicious gang members. Trump will hold a campaign event Tuesday in the Democratic stronghold of Dane County. Former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao promises to challenge the latest decision by the UW Board of Regents to strip him of his tenured faculty position. The regents, meeting at UW Parkside in Kenosha Friday, voted unanimously to strip Gao of his tenured faculty position on the La Crosse campus. And if you're locked out of your car or your home, be sure you're not going to get scammed by a locksmith. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin says you should scrutinize any locksmith ad you find online, since scammers have been spamming phony ads on Google or other services. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming breezy after midnight, 52. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot cooler with a high of 65. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
99.7.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Oh, Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning, Dave Grant, Giants After 6 a.m. with Prince Little Red Corvette on Max FM.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette, baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are. Little red Corvette, you need to find a love that's gonna last. Oh, try to tame your little red love machine. I got a little red Corvette, baby, it runs too fast. Little red Corvette, need to find a love that's gonna last. Little red Corvette, honey, you got to slow down.
Got to slow down. And more.
Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you early on Monday morning. I cannot believe it is the last day of September already. Where did this month go? October's already here. Fall is here. But you know what? It does not feel like fall. Today, sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 52. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 64. On Wednesday, warming up, sunny, a high of 71. On Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high of 74. Currently, it's 54 degrees outside. As I mentioned, it's almost the end of this month. We had a busy weekend this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, Wisconsin sports, a little bit of a rough weekend for us, you know. It was just one of those weekends. What can you say? We'll talk all about that a little bit later. Also, we'll have Hanging with Hav a little after 8:30 this morning as well. He'll talk about kind of what happened in that Packer game, what didn't happen in that Packer game with Matty Jones. It was an interesting game to see the least. We did see the return of Jordan Love on Sunday, so I'm sure there'll be talk about that as well. Coming up, we'll have UB40 on Max FM.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
99.7 Max FM.
Wise men say only fools rushing, but I ain't here falling in love with you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Culture Club on Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave with you on Monday morning. It was a pretty beautiful weekend around here, so I'm sure people spent a lot of time outside. The box office, you know, was a little bit interesting. We'll talk about the top 10 there. Number 10 was The Substance, that brought in $1.8 million. They've been out in theaters for 2 weeks. Number 9 was Never Let Go, that brought in $2.2 million, also out for 2 weeks. Number 8, I'm not going to say all of it, we'll just say My Old Behind. How about that? That brought in $2.2 million, that's been in the theaters for 3 weeks. Deadpool and Wolverine is still hanging in there, brought in $2.7 million. Total gross in the 10 weeks it's been out is $631 million. Number 6 was Megalopolis. Number 5, Speak No Evil. It's been out for 3 weeks, and this weekend it brought in $4.3 million. Number 4 was Devourer Part 1, weekend gross $5.6 million in its first weekend in theaters. Transformers 1, second weekend in theaters, came in number 3, $9.3 million, has brought in $39 million so far. Number 2, Beetlejuice, that's now been out in theaters for 4 weeks, $16 million over the weekend, total $250 million. Number 1, The Wild Robot, The Wild Robot brought in $35 million in its first weekend out. I saw a little bit of the previews for this. Interestingly enough, during Big Brother, they did a showing for all the key people that were in the house, and so they got to see that movie, and it does look pretty interesting, and some of them said it was a little bit of a tearjerker as well. So its first weekend out, $35 million. So yeah, that's kind of doing pretty well on its first time out, so we'll see how that goes the rest of this week. You know, some of our fall shows are coming back out as well. Again, if you follow the Chicago series, that is back out on Wednesday night. So Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, and of course Chicago PD was already out. Now, the shows that are on the CBS network, they're waiting a little while for those to come out, and there's going to be NCIS Origins. That's going to follow Leroy Jethro Gibbs in his early life. They're premiering that this year. year. Not sure I'm going to get hooked on that one. I love the NCIS series, but not sure I want to get hooked on that so soon after. NCIS Hawaii was very short-lived. Very disappointed with CBS on that. And, of course, the other big news on the CBS side of the world, it does not look like Blue Bloods has been saved. So that's going to premiere in December for its final episodes. And I just don't see that being saved, unfortunately. Maybe it'll be picked up somewhere else. That has been out for quite a long time. I know a lot of people said it's run its course. So right now, not looking good for the series finale of Blue Bloods this year.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. This weekend will feature a number of fall-related celebrations, including the Fall Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. Over 170 artists and crafters will showcase and sell their beautifully designed goods, numerous food trucks, some engaging kids' activities, great live music, and a farmer's market. This event will be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. coming up on Saturday, October 5th. And that same day, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Sauk Prairie FFA alumni will be hosting their Fall Harvest Festival. The event will be happening at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. Tractor Riders Breakfast will be at the Gym Bar and Grill at 8 a.m. Food vendors will be available from 9:30 until 1 p.m. Kids Pedal Pull at 10 a.m. Tractor Parade at 10:30. And then the Tractor Car and Truck Show will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Other vehicles and machinery will be on display. All the details can be found at Sauk Prairie FFA. FFA.com/Harvest Fest. It'll also be the Fall Festival and Open House at Durward's Glen with 20 plus artists and craft vendors, live music, self-guided tours of the buildings and grounds, plus concessions available. Details for that event can be found at durwardsglen.org. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And also enjoy the Lord's Acre Festival. That's going to be happening at Black Hawk Bethlehem Church in Sauk City. Bake sale, youth broad stand, and farmer's market. Pork chop dinner will be served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then an auction from 1 until 3. BlackHawkBethlehem.org for all the details on that event. And those are just a few of the many events happening around the area to celebrate fall.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of September, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School Volleyball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
The Packers fell behind 28-0 to the Vikings, then almost made the comeback before falling 31-29 at Lambeau Field Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love was rusty early, but finished the game with 389 yards and 4 touchdowns, but also threw 3 picks in the loss. The 2-2 Packers will visit the Rams on Sunday. Another Monday night doubleheader to close out week 4 of the regular season. The 2-1 Lions play host to 3-0 Seattle. That kicks at 7:15. The Titans and Dolphins are at it in Miami. That kicks at 6:30. The Badgers led the USC at halftime Saturday, but fell 38-21 in Los Angeles, falling to 2-2 on the season. The Badgers host Purdue on Saturday. The Mets shut out the Brewers 5-0 on the final day of the regular season. Will now face the Braves in a twin bill today to determine the National League wild card playoffs. If the two teams split, then they're both in the wild card. If either side sweeps, then that team plus Arizona is in. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming breezy after midnight, 52. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot cooler with a high of 65. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM, Baraboo, or you can download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device to take us with you wherever you go. You can also text us from there. As a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary today, please text that in to us. We'll talk about those right around 7:50 this morning. Here is Dexy's Midnight Runners on Max FM. We'll be right back.
said, come on, on in.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Two hearts born to run.
eyes too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Aimed at your average teen. How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant keeping you company on your Monday morning. I still can't believe it's almost October. Time is flying by. Our neighbor has the Halloween decorations up. They look great. We really appreciate when he does that. And pretty much as soon as Halloween is over, he starts working on his Christmas decorations. I can't believe we're even talking about that with our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 52. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 64. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low of 40 degrees. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 71. Thursday, sunny with a high of 74. Looking ahead to this weekend, we're going to be highs near 70 all weekend. Sunny, no rain in sight, so another beautiful weekend ahead. I think we got to get a little golfing in this weekend. That's hopefully my goal. We didn't get to do that this weekend. We had some other duties that we needed to attend to. So yeah, it looks like a beautiful week ahead. No really rain chances in this forecast either. We are kind of keeping an eye on that because we do need a little bit of rain. We don't want it to be too dry out there. That's never a good thing as well. So coming up again, if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us. We'll talk about those right around 7:50 this morning. A little bit of a rough weekend in the entertainment world. We lost some pretty big figures there as well. And we were going to talk about some Wi-Fi passwords. There's some interesting Wi-Fi passwords and Wi-Fi identifiers out there. So we'll talk about those in the 7 o'clock hour as well.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, We can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Avoiding the scale after filling up on those summertime treats, now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce your appetite, and increase your fat-burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy to supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Check them out at RemedyMeIV.com.
God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
With hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel became one of the most famous best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with Sounds of Forever Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute, on Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 for adults and $10 for students. This concert event is presented by River Arts Incorporated and sponsored by Culver's and Holiday Inn Express of Sauk City.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
And that's all.